علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of prophethood based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. We are currently discussing the 192nd sermon of Nahjul Balagha, where some of the discussions of prophethood have also been discussed and have been brought. And it is important and very, you can say, required from our side to be able to understand what Imam Ali alayhi salam says in these sermons so that we can apply them in our lives. In one of the phrases of this sermon that was quoted previously, I would like to add a completion so that we can have a complete understanding. And that was that Imam Ali alayhi salam said that as a result of that group of people who on the onset accepted Islam because of their steadfastness and their strength and their patience, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala changed their situation, and therefore they became the role models, they became the leaders, they became the showers of the path, they actually guided people to the path, and they became those role models. So this was something wonderful that occurred because of their steadfastness.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Now, if you remember in the previous sessions, we discussed about this phrase where Imam Ali alayhi salam says, فَصَارُوا مُلُوكًا حُكَّامًا وَأَئِمَّةً أَعْلَامًا, that these people who followed the teachings of the prophethood, of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they were steadfast and firm, and they were patient, their situation, which was in a state of humiliation and humility because of being crushed by their opponents, because of that steadfastness, they were able to turn the tables, and they became now the leaders and the ones who are showing the way. They became what we call the flags, such that people would look up to them as role models. This was the result of their steadfastness and their hard work and their attachment towards the goal and aim which was divine. And today, alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the example of the Islamic Republic of Iran, that despite all the pressures that this nation faced in the start, through the Iran-Iraq war, through the uprisings, the little, you can say, militia movements by the munafiqeen, and by all those groups. And of course, the Iran-Iraq war was a very long war, which was very tiresome and very difficult for the Iranian nation, but they continued to show such steadfastness. And after that, all the different tests that they faced, the economic embargo that they faced after that, and they continued to show that steadfastness and maintained their adherence to their faith and to the ideals of the Islamic Revolution and the teachings of the prophets. We see today now the Islamic Revolution and the people of Iran and the Iranian nation has become a nation which is looked up to, where people of the world are looking up to Iran as a nation that is showing them that, look, you can stand up against oppression. You can be steadfast. Yes, you will suffer difficulties, you'll get problems. People, the nations of the world will betray you. But despite that, people who are oppressed, the mustadhafin, those who are downtrodden, will look up to you and they will adhere to those principles that you uphold.
IRIB English Radio presents a detailed commentary of the Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him, on the program Gate of Knowledge.
Welcome back, dear listeners to IRIB English Radio. We say that as a result of the steadfastness of a nation towards its ideals, the results are wonderful. And amongst them is that you become a role model for the people and you reach a special state of nobility. And that is why Imam Ali alayhi salam goes on to say, وَقَدْ بَلَغَتِ الْكَرَامَةُ مِنَ اللَّهِ لَهُمْ. This group of people was such that they achieved or they reached a special position of nobility from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that was specific to them. This is that special nobility that we see in a nation that is steadfast. And that is why, if you notice, those early Muslims who remained steadfast till the end of their lives, and they did not deviate, and they were together with Imam Ali alayhi salam, people like Salman, people like Abu Dharr, and other great companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they have a special nobility in the eyes of the people. This nation, this first group of people that remained steadfast till the end. And the head of all of them, at the peak of all of them, was Imam Ali alayhi salam, of course, himself. These people who remained steadfast to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his teachings, we notice that they have a special nobility given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is why they are the role models for us, even today. For example, the Shuhada of Badr, those who became Shaheed in the Battle of Badr, till today they are role models for all of mankind. In the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praises the Shuhada of Badr in a very special way. And even the Shuhada of Uhud, of course, those who left the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, their story is another story. But those who stayed behind and they continued, that included even a woman who stood her ground to defend the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. These people have a special position. And in the same position, I would like to say today, is the Iranian nation. They have a special nobility above the people of the world because of that steadfastness that they showed against oppression and suppression. And they continue until today to do that. Inshallah, if they continue to do so and remain in their steadfastness, then of course Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant them even more and more nobility. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معنا باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من نداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد مجيد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه